Hello?
President?
Yes, Ramsey.
Deke has called back. He says that we've never conducted any investigations or had occasion to on any of these three men. There's nothing derogatory that they are aware of on any of the three. Their relationships have been cordial with each of the three. They've all been sound on law enforcement. It's not been possible to make any IRS check. It could be done within the next few hours. It would also be likely to stir up speculation. In substance, then, there's nothing derogatory known to the FBI that it was able to recall. I would be quite confident about them. I hear a lot of things about a lot of people down here, and I've never heard anything about any of these three. I would,
Well, now, if you had added to that Sanders and Sanford of North Carolina, how would you rate those on your list if you were doing the rating?
I would rate them Muskie, Harris, Inouye.
Wait a minute.
Then the guy from North Carolina and Carl Sanders.
Why do you rate Sanders so low?
Well, he's attractive and he's able, but I don't think he understands propriety. I think he overreaches. And I think he's awfully interested in money.
Why do you rate Inouye below Harris?
I think Harris has got tremendous growth capacity. I think he's one of the strongest, most promising young men I've known. I think he'll be a power around here for years. I think he's got about as good political judgment as I've seen in a young guy like that, far superior to a Joe Tidy or Ted Kennedy or any of those guys. I think he needs a broadening. I think Inouye has a great heart and spirit, but I think he's developed about as far as he'll go. I haven't seen, and I like him very much, but I just haven't seen the growth capacity or the greatness that I think you could hope for from Fred Harris.
And Muskie?
I think Muskie is a sensitive, strong, quiet man of principle. I think he's loyal and would work quietly and effectively. I think he does his own thinking and he has his own mind. And, but I think he has qualities of greatness about him, like only a handful in the Senate.
Like what?
I think he has qualities of greatness in him that would be equaled by only a handful in the Senate.
Yeah.
He's got breadth of experience.
Yeah, my hearing's a little bad, and you said quality of greatness, and then your voice dropped, and I didn't get that. Yes, I agree with that. I think that's a pretty good evaluation of all of them. What happened in Chicago last night? Anybody get killed?
No, nobody got killed. A lot of people got hurt.
What, how did they get hurt? Hit with the rocks or with clubs or what?
Well, I'd say 9 out of 10 got hurt by excessive police action.
And what?
With clubs.
And what were they doing?
A lot of them were, troublemakers. But I'd say more than that, they were people that were just standing there and got caught in the thing. They were observers. They were middle-aged ladies pushed through plate glass windows because they didn't have to be standing there. There were kids that would give a Bronx cheer, and 3 or 4 policemen would lay on them and just beat the hell out of them and then not even arrest them. It was a very disgusting performance, in my judgment, Mr. President. I think I had awfully good intelligence on it. I think it was caused by law enforcement. absolutely unnecessary. I think logistically their problem was a cinch. My God, they outnumbered them. Could outmaneuver them. If they'd acted with balance, there wouldn't have been any trouble.
How many got hurt?
Oh, I'd say 200-300.
How's anybody serious?
No, not that I know of. By that I mean no critical injury that threatens life.
Did you get incensed any at the subjectivity of the networks?
Yes. Particularly because they were, well, subjectivity, get it. I mean, they were ignorant. They don't know what the hell they're mad about. I thought Cronkite, several of them, were just, quite unreasoning. I don't believe I think if they'd known all the truth, two-thirds of their feeling might have been justified, but I don't think they knew the truth, and I think they were not performing professionally.
Thank you, my friend.